Skiers and snowmobilers in the Teton Valley counties of Idaho and Wyoming believe the trails just aren't big enough for both groups. The skiers are concerned about safety in the environment. They say snowmobiles increase the possibility of avalanches and they pollute the air. And skier Carol Lowe says there's another problem.
We're not compatible users. Skiers make straight lines down the slope and snow machiners make great big arcs across the slope. So basically, after a snow machiner has been on the slope, we can't ski it anymore until it snows another foot.
I own as much of that hill as they do, so if I want to put a track on it, I can, and if they want to put a track on it, they can. And if it's really a bad thing for them, why, all they need to do is go to one of those areas that are already closed to us.
Snowmobiler Dave Hartshorn says it's an issue of gratuitous regulation of public land. Many snowmobilers share Hartshorn's fear that the more rules are created, the more access they'll lose to the land. Dick Steiger, executive member of the Teton Area Advisory Forum, says the forum is looking to people who use the land for suggestions on how to resolve this conflict.
I think that we have seen enough legislating for the purpose of harmony. I think it's time that the citizenry got involved and came up with something that would work for them rather than have the state or the federal government get involved and tell them how to be happy. I think we can figure that out for ourselves.
Steiger adds the 18-member forum, made up of community leaders in both Teton counties, hopes to unify the diverse users through a mutual respect for the land.
Well, what we're going to try and come up with is a winter user responsibility code, which hopefully will incorporate what the skiers would like to have happen and what the snow machiners would like to have happen and the dog sledders and the snowshoers and all of the various user groups.
There have been scattered reports of violence as a result of the conflict between trail users. Hartshorn says that while incidents do occur, it's understood that the majority of people just want to get along.
I know of a time we come down out of the hills and the skier had skied up beside our pickup and stuck his ski pole through our back window in our pickup, but we don't try to press those issues because we know it's just one bad apple in a whole box.
Carol Lowe feels hopeful that a meeting tonight will promote understanding between the groups.
Basically, what I think that we need to do is learn how to share. I think we need to go back to kindergarten and recognize that we all have a right to be in these areas and learn how to share it peacefully.
The Teton Area Advisory Forum hopes to resolve the dispute between the wilderness users at a meeting tonight in Driggs, Idaho.